Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you. Bendito Pai, em nome de Jesus, te glorificamos por mais esta noite. Estamos ao teu serviço, por nos despertares para o teu reino, Senhor, que tu venhas abençoar o teu povo, que venhas tocar o coração, segundo a necessidade de cada um, Senhor. Possa o teu povo sair acrescentado da tua graça nesta noite, Senhor. Abençoa o irmão Marcos, abençoa o irmão Curtis, e todos aqueles que se disponibilizaram para estar juntos em mais esta jornada, também todos aqueles que não podem estar presentes, mas que irão também ouvir e receber a tua porção deste programa que tu destinaste ao teu povo. Nada do adversário possa impedir os teus propósitos e os teus caminhos para o teu povo. Em nome, para a glória de Yeshua, nós oramos. Amém. Amados, nós estamos felizes de podermos estar novamente reunidos. Os irmãos de Painelites, os irmãos da Reserva Índia, que estarão hoje trazendo mais porção da nossa herança, o que Deus preparou, trazendo as suas experiências acerca do Deus sobrenatural que nós temos, que cuida de nós. Que Deus abençoe a cada um, aqueles que estão ouvindo, aqueles que também vão ouvir mais tarde, e possam guardar aquilo que vem do Pai. Estaremos, como sempre, transmitindo em duas línguas. Estamos cada vez com mais amados de outros pontos do planeta, como a América. Temos muitos irmãos que, mesmo com um inglês enferrujado como o meu, têm sentido a presença de Deus, têm aderido, têm se juntado a esta caravana que caminha para a eternidade. Por isso, mais uma vez, eu solicito que tenham paciência, que orem para que eu consiga gerir o tempo e partilhar esta bênção com todos. Que Deus os abençoe. Estaremos dando as boas-vindas em inglês aos nossos irmãos e depois iremos ter um período de louvor e traremos então os irmãos do Painelites a partilharem connosco a sua bênção. Este grande Deus que nós, todos nós temos por Pai, por Salvador. Que Deus abençoe em nome de Jesus. Amém. My beloved brothers and sisters, warriors of God, welcome again. Great pleasure to see night after night more warriors joining this caravan to the eternity. Great pleasure to have again the mighty warriors of Pine Ridge with us. Brother Marcos, I hope Brother Curtis too. And it's a pleasure for me to see our chat room full of great warriors, believers, followers of Yeshua, and desiring the blessings that come from the table of the Lord. My brothers and my sisters, this is not a project. It comes from the mind of the man. This is a project. It was formed, designed before the beginning of the world. It's God, it's His Spirit that is reuniting again His people, His body, because we have a supernatural God. This is the issue of this night. The supernatural God that we have, that nobody, nothing can stop from achieving His goals. So we just need to relax on this mighty supernatural God that we have, the Great Father, that His love cannot be changed. People can change laws, people can change the weather, people can change books and even the Bible, but people cannot change, not even the angels can change God. Our God is the same. He is mighty to save us. So tonight I'm just asking you, stay strong, rejoice in our God, as He has sent His elite warriors to fight at our side. He has sent the Pine Ridge Warriors, men that are used to fight by the glory of His King. They are here today, tonight, to help us, to bring on the table of God what God has served to them. And I will be here with you because God trust me a great mission. It is to participate on the glory of the gathering of the army, preparing the army of the overcomers. So for you all that are here, and especially for you, sweetie, don't be afraid. Father Marcos will be here. Maybe your son still a little bit sick, but our Father just provide everything. He knows all things, and we will be praying for your son, especially for your son. May the Lord bless you and all our brothers and sisters here. And we will be rejoicing the glory of our God for a moment before I bring the warriors, because that's why we were created, to rejoice, singing, praising. So just flow in the spirit. Stay blessed, and we'll be back soon.
of you. I can only imagine.
Amor confuso.
This is the story of the son of God hanging on a cross for me. But it ends with the bride and groom in a wedding by a glassy sea. Oh, death, where is your sting? 'Cause I'll be
Amen. I'm going to try to call Brother Marcus and Curtis. I have a call here, just one number, but I think they are both on this number. Let me just call them. Brother, can you hear me?
Bless you, Brother Jose. This is Brother Marcus, and I believe Brother Curtis is with us tonight, too.
What a pleasure to hear your voice again, great warrior. Are you alone?
Brother Curtis, are you there? Okay, I guess he was trying to call in, and I guess he has not got through yet or something. Apologize
yes,
about that, brother.
I'm here, ready to go. Okay. So, brother, we are anxious for you, for your teachings, what you have received from the Lord for us. But before you start, brother, I want to you to, if you can pray for the son of one of our listeners here, it's called Sweetie. It's a sister of ours. His son is a special boy. He has some problems with, I think it's the kidney. And he was in hospital. Now he's at home, but he is still in some precautions situation. So please, if you can, his name is Benjamin, give us your prayer, your holy prayer, okay?
I sure will. Father God, we lift this young man up tonight, and we lift him up before the throne of grace. For Father, through prevailing prayer, we shall see the intervention of the Lord. And Father, I just ask right now that you assign and release ministering angels to this young man, that he might be totally, Father God, protected, and there be a restoration. He'll be raised up as a testimony to the strength and the power of God, that you might use him in the calling wherewith he's been called, that you might use him for your glory. And Father, we just rebuke the devil right now. We rebuke every type of assignment against him. We cancel assignments against him by the blood of Jesus, and we release any demonic entity that has attached itself to that assignment. We release it now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and we also agree and say in unity of faith, the Lord rebuke you, Satan, over this young man's life, and we praise
Amen.
You for what you're going to do right now in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Praise God.
We say thanks in Portuguese. It says obrigado.
Obrigado.
Yes, obrigado.
Well, brother,
Amen,
it's a pleasure
brother.
To be with you tonight.
It's our pleasure, too. You see, this is your day. This is the show of the Pine Ridge Warriors. So I just want to say to Curtis, I don't have his number here. If you want, I can call him. But
yes, go ahead
and
try.
I don't see your number here.
I wanted
so,
him to be a part of the show tonight, if possible.
Maybe. You better hang up. I'm going to try to call to your phone, okay, Curtis? If you hear me, just give me a minute.
Curtis.
Okay, I'm going to dial the number here. This is I hope I can manage 605-441 and the last ones, let me check, 0829. Okay, I'm calling Curtis. Hope he can answer.
Hello there, my brother.
Hey, how are you?
Doing fine, my brother, doing fine. Brother Marcus just dropped his phone, so he should be calling back in if he's not already in.
But why
Hold
did
on,
he, did he,
His phone got dropped on accident, and he's using the house phone. He's trying to call in right now. He should be on the same number.
Okay. I'm going to put him on. Brother Marcus, can you hear me?
Brother Marcus, okay. We can't hear you.
Can he hear me?
Yeah, he can hear you, but you can't hear him.
Yes, I can't. I don't know why.
Oh, you can hear him.
I can't.
You
hear,
can't hear
I'm
him?
Not hearing him.
Oh.
No. I'm all not right. hearing Brother Marcus.
All right, see if you can call up the house phone real quick, my brother. I'm sorry about this.
Okay. Tell him to hang up.
All right, Brother Marcus, if you can, just hear us. Just hang up the phone. He'll call the house phone. So.
I'm going to call now. Okay. It's on 605-455-1069. Okay. Calling now. And okay, I think we got it. Brother Mark, can you hear me?
Okay, hold on one second, brother.
Nope.
No, the house phone is not ringing.
Well, tell him to try it again to call to the show.
All right, just one second, my brother.
Okay.
Oh, this analog phone, it takes so long for it to dial in.
No problem.
All right, there we go. Anytime. Okay.
Okay.
You should.
Okay,
do you see his
here.
Number on there? Okay.
Yes. I'm going to unmute him.
All right, there
I'm
you go, my brother. We got that fixed.
Okay. Can you hear me now, Brother Marcus? I hope you can hear. You can hear me. I cannot hear you.
Unmute him real quick.
Well, he isn't muted here.
Oh,
seems that we lost the sound.
No, because I heard you just a second ago. Hold on one second. Just
why don't you guys use the same phone?
Okay, Brother Jose, I've got Curtis's phone. I'm gonna go ahead and use his phone.
Yes. Better to use only one. I don't know why we cannot hear the other phone.
I don't know. That's been happening, and it's very frustrating, but I apologize about that, my brother.
No problem. We use that one. You can use that one. You hear me?
Okay, my brother.
So, I'm going to hang up from the other one, and we use the cell phone, okay?
Yes, I will, my brother. I'm using Curtis's cell phone, thank you.
So, please take us where you want.
Well, I want to say tonight that I greet you, my brother, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, giving God the glory for your program and what you're doing. Greetings to all the saints that are listening tonight. And irrespective of these technical difficulties, we have a word from the Lord tonight. And I want to share a scripture, several scriptures tonight. And the first one I want to share is in the Gospel of John, chapter 16, Jesus himself made a profound statement. In this world, he said, you shall have tribulation. But listen to what he said. But be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. Jesus himself was the first overcomer from the Father. And then in the book of Hebrews, the Bible tells us that it's the Father's desire that he would bring many sons and daughters to glory. So not only was Jesus the first fruits of an overcoming family, but now we as sons and daughters who have been redeemed by the blood of Jesus, calling upon the name of the Lord, we also have that same access to the same Spirit of God, to the same faith that Jesus had. Now, that's good news right there. So Jesus said, Brother Jose, he said, I have overcome the world. Now, it gets even better because in the epistle of 1 John chapter 5, there's a scripture that I want to read, 1 John chapter 5, verse 4 and 5. Listen to this. This is good news. For whatsoever is born of God overcomes the world. And this is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. Verse 5, who is he that overcomes the world but he that believes that Jesus Christ is the Son of God? Now, brother, that's shouting ground for me right there, because first of all, we have Jesus himself saying, I have overcome the world. And then, because we have been born by his grace and born of the Father by the seed of God, we also can be overcomers of the world, just like Jesus. And how is that? Because of our faith. Our faith is not of ourselves. Our faith is a gift to God. The Bible says God has dealt to every man a measure of faith. But Brother Jose, tonight, I am seeing, irrespective of the apostasy, irrespective of the falling away, irrespective of seducing spirits and doctrines of demons in the land, there is a group and a company of overcomers that the Lord has been preparing. And you, Brother Jose, you have a program that is being used of God to prepare this group of overcomers. I'm not talking about people that are satisfied with, amen, a service where we hear men's traditions and men's doctrines. I'm talking about a people that you are speaking to and your radio broadcast is reaching out to that are really sincerely, truly hungry and thirsty for the things of God. They want to grow up into the full stature of the measure of Jesus. They want to take on his likeness. They want to be conformed to the image of his dear son. And there is that group, my brother, of overcomers that the Lord is preparing. The Lord would not have used the term overcome, nor would Jesus use the term overcome in the Revelation when he was speaking to the seven churches, unless he saw a group of people that was going to be fully equipped, fully mature, and walking in the power and demonstration of the Spirit. Now, why is this so important? Because, Brother Jose, we know that we are in the times of the end. We are seeing Bible prophecy being fulfilled. We are seeing wars and rumors of wars escalate. We are seeing the plans of the elite and the New World Order press forward. But in the midst of what's happening right now, and even when things do get worse, and they shall, there will be in the midst of all the chaos, in the midst of all the tribulation, in the midst of all the disasters, there will be a group of people who have prepared themselves to be used of God who will be overcomers. They will overcome by the indwelling power of the Holy Spirit. And you know what, Brother Jose? They're going to be used in some very significant ways in the supernatural, because our God is supernatural. The same Amen. Father who we look to, we pray to, we believe and receive from, he is a supernatural God, and because he's our Father, that makes us supernatural sons and daughters. And Brother Jose, it's going to be interesting when our supernatural Father starts showing just how supernatural he really is, because as the days become more evil and the persecution against the people of God increase, there are going to be some things that's going to happen. But I'm reminded of how supernatural our God is. In the book of Acts, Brother Jose, in chapter 12, there was something that happened. We find Peter, amen, he was placed in jail. Now, I want to stop right here, Brother Jose, and correct me if I'm wrong, but if I'm not mistaken, I believe the New World Order and some other entities and agencies out there that are of the Antichrist spirit, I've heard talk concerning different things regarding FEMA internment camps and stuff of that nature. Have you not heard that yourself? I'm sure you have, brother, because you expose the darkness.
A lot.
And it's going to be moving in that direction. But I want to show you how supernatural our God is. When Peter found himself jail, he was sleeping between two soldiers. He was bound with chains. And the keepers of the jail were there at the door who kept the prison. But in Acts 12, verse 7, the Bible says, "Behold, the angel of the Lord came upon him, and a light shined in the prison. And he smote Peter on the side and raised him up, saying, Arise up quickly. And his chains fell off his hands." So we have a supernatural God who is sending a mighty angel of strength to Peter the apostle, who was locked up in a prison cell, and the angel of the Lord touched him, and all of a sudden the supernatural God caused the chains to fall off of Peter's hands. But it gets better. And the angel said, "Gird up yourself, put on your sandals." And so Peter did. And he said, "Cast thy garment about thee and follow me." So here we now have an angel of the Lord leading Peter, amen, and he went out and followed the angel, but he did not know which was true, which was done by the angel, but he thought he saw a vision. But this actually happened, and now we find the angel causing a supernatural deliverance, and the angel was commissioned to do so by a supernatural God. Brother Jose, I've got to ask the people that's listening tonight, what if the FEMA internment camps are real? What if the FEMA internment camps are a place where they're going to try to bring people into a captivity? What if the FEMA camps are out there dispersed around the nation and around the world? What if they bring a man of God or a woman of God into a FEMA camp? Could it not be possible that the same supernatural God that delivered Peter out of prison can show up, amen, in that same glory and power and strength and might? And even though they may have brought you in, God, the supernatural God that I'm talking about tonight, can bring you out. Isn't it going to be funny? In fact, I'm just going to tell all the FEMA camp people right now that are working in those places, and that would be working in the time of internments to come, you might want to get a hold of your boss and sign some kind of waiver, because what are you going to do when the Holy Ghost rolls up on you and one of your, amen, inmates escapes or is divinely transferred, glory to God, or brought out by supernatural intervention, amen, from those FEMA camps? Amen. I'm telling you that there's going to be some supernatural things from a supernatural God that's going to cause some jaws to drop, Brother Jose. And I know the Antichrist and his power and his agencies and his spirits think they've got this thing wrapped up. But in the midst of all the chaos, in the midst of all the tribulation, we are going to see the power of God do some things that's going to astound many. God is going to watch over his righteous remnant. God is going to cause some overcomers to overcome anything that they are facing, any test, any trial. God is going to do some supernatural deliverances because he is a supernatural God. Amen. I'm going to stop there for just a moment, brother, and let you jump in if you want to, Brother Jose. But I know that our God tonight is supernatural, and he's got some miracles planned out in the face of the coming powers of persecution.
Amen, brother. I'm going to update in Portuguese, but before that, I post a link on the chat room that a confirmation that how people can see how the Holy Spirit is moving in the midst of his body. Because yesterday I have posted on my blog a dream that came from a servant of God called Maurice Sklar. It talks about the days that are coming to America. It's a prophetic dream that talks about the judgment of America, and it talks about
yes.
how freedom is going to end in America. It was seen a powerful angel with a sword cutting the Statue of Liberty in the port of Manhattan in pieces, and then start a big earthquake and that divided the land of the USA, and came a big wave on the East Coast, and the West Coast was full of small earthquakes that changed the morphology of the coast, the West Coast. Then there was three missiles that were sent to America, but it was an EMP. One of them, it was an EMP, brought completely darkness to the center of the USA. And in that dream, after this, there comes elite of police that come to put people on the FEMA camps to try to...
Yes.
To put him there to it was a kind of holographic image. People have to bow to this image if they want to have food and drink water. Some of these people wouldn't bow, and they were killed. But in the midst of all this horror, there was a group of people. It was seen
yes.
in that dream by this servant that. They produce miracles. They were not. They couldn't be arrested because they were completely white. They had power, and they produced
Amen.
Miracles to help the others, like multiplying water, multiplying food, and healing people. And there was a lot of people that were accepting Jesus Christ on these days. So what you are saying? It's just a confirmation of one more confirmation of this dream that yesterday I put on the blog. There's a link on the chat room. You can confirm and read it. This will blow your mind because it's so real, so completely. So what I want to say with this before I go to the update to our listeners is that all that horrors, you don't need to pass by that auras. God is supernaturally powerful
yes.
to protect you. But there's a price
yes.
for this. You must
yes,
become not only a believer, but a disciple. You must keep a warrior to the fight, not only to be helped, but to help others. And for that, you must have a compromise with this powerful God, supernatural, powerful God. If you want the power, if you want the glory, you must take the cross also. So this is the time for you to prepare, to enlist yourself on this army. And in those days of tribulation, you will be making the great works that Jesus said. But this is the time. In that dream, the angel said at the end for the servant, talk to my people to prepare to avoid these days because I want to prepare my army.
That's powerful, brother. And I've never shared this before, but just on Tuesday of this week, I did an interview with Apostle Stan on the Prophecy Club, and I related Brother Jose to him a vision that the Lord gave me back on 6/17/2008. And in this vision, I saw a similar thing happen to our nation. In fact, after the vision, I've got it right here in my hand that I'm looking at tonight as I speak to you. I wrote down and drew out what I saw in the vision. And it pertained to a great earthquake that began to hit the Midwest. And in that vision, Brother Jose, there was two strategic fault lines that centered in Illinois into Missouri. And as it began to come forth, the land literally begin to roll like ocean waves. It's just like watching the land turn to water, and the earth was rolling as ocean waves. And then there's much more to that vision, and if you want me to sometime or even tonight, I can share that vision at length, because it also has to do with California. What I saw when I saw California, that was a dream, but the earthquake was a vision. So if you want to go and you know, speak to the people at this point, when we come back, we'll give the whole vision.
Okay. I just want, before I go to update, to tell our listeners that just remember that what I said, God doesn't change. People can change the weather. People can change the minds of the people. People can change the books of history. Even the Bible can be changed, but they cannot change God. And our Lord, He would spare Sodom and Gomorrah if He would find 10 people fair, 10 just there. So when God shows the judgment, that's because he wants to prevent people from them. That's not because He wants to bring them. So if our God see in America 10 just, 10 soldiers, real compromise with the kingdom, I believe that God will spare the church and the innocent, even if He brought some of part of judgment. So it's up to you, American believers, to avoid all this. It's up to you. You that love Jesus but still love the world, decide today, decide who you want to serve. Become a soldier. And if God sees 100, 200 real soldiers, 300 people building the kingdom in America, God will not bring all the rest. So this is what I want you to say, that God brings the visions and the prophecies to warn. So it can be avoided. Do not be afraid. Just pray and compromise yourself with the kingdom. Brother, give me just 2 or 3 minutes and we will go on, okay?
Would you like me to go ahead and share that complete vision now, brother?
Let me just, in 1 or 2 minutes, update in Portuguese, okay?
Yes.
Okay. So, I'll be right back. Amado, nós temos estado a falar, o irmão Marcos trouxe, de acordo com aquilo que Deus falou ao seu coração para hoje, para a sua igreja, eu trouxe à nossa memória escrituras, como aquela em que Pedro estava preso, e a igreja orou e Pedro foi libertado pelo anjo, miraculosamente, sobrenaturalmente. Nosso Deus não muda. Nosso Deus não muda. E o irmão Marcos hoje nos está a tentar lembrar é que Jesus prometeu que Ele venceu o mundo e que nós haveríamos de vencer também. As Escrituras dizem que aqueles que creem no Filho de Deus vencem o mundo. Crer é confiar, descansar, servir. Então, o irmão Marcos hoje está trazendo à memória que nós servimos um Deus que tem poder mesmo, no meio de todos os horrores que podem estar surgindo, rumores de guerra, calamidades, rumores e mais rumores de guerra nuclear, América, com a Rússia, a Ucrânia, nada, podemos confiar em Deus sobrenatural. Mas nós precisamos estar comprometidos. Não é apenas acreditar e dizer assim, olha, eu aceito. Mas depois, quando Deus nos põe à disposição algum serviço para o reino, nós estamos muito ocupados. Não é isso. Isso não é crer. Não é servir. O irmão Marcos hoje vai falar acerca desse Deus sobrenatural. É que Ele livra aqueles que têm compromisso. Aqueles que fazem a sua vontade. Há certas pessoas parece que servir a Jesus é muito fácil. Deus não nos dá nada acima das nossas capacidades para fazer, porque Ele é justo. Então vamos estar com atenção, porque o que o irmão Marcos estava dizendo era que no meio da tribulação vai haver pessoas ativas no reino. Está lá em Daniel, fortalecerão, multiplicar-se-á o conhecimento e os justos planejarão e farão grandes obras. É para estes dias. E eu pus no chat um link acerca de um sonho que foi dado em vários programas de rádio. Um irmão nosso da América teve um sonho acerca do julgamento cristão vindo sobre a América. E o irmão Marcos não sabia nada disso. Incrível, não é? Mas fala precisamente aquilo que ele vai falar hoje também, porque Deus também falou com ele em visão. E o irmão Marcos vai partilhar também a sua visão. Esse link já foi postado na Torre dos Atalaias há 2 dias. Eu pus no chat room, para quem quiser acompanhar o chat room, pode ver, pode entrar logo na Torre dos Atalaias. Está lá. Como Deus mostrou num sonho, um servo seu, há bem poucos dias atrás, todos os julgamentos que estão à espada do Senhor que está sobre a América. Calamidades incríveis. Mas mesmo nesse fala da tribulação dos últimos dias. Havia um povo que estava ativo, ajudando os outros, curando os outros. Mas vamos ouvir a confirmação, porque o irmão Marcos não conhecia este. Ele mesmo teve um dom do Senhor. E é isso que nós vamos ouvir. Hey man, brother, please, it's updated now. Read on.
Well, I just want to reiterate, Brother Jose, that in June of 2008, on the 17th of June, I had a vision, and in the initial part of the vision, I saw an outline of the entire United States. And then as the vision began to progress, I heard the voice of the Lord say audibly in that vision, "Watch the animals." Now, I thought that was interesting because after that I heard that and after the vision had been written down, I began to do some research and study and was told by people who are familiar with the animal kingdom that animals have a unique instinct. They have an inner warning system in their makeup that when some type of major geographical occurrence is going to occur, you can see it in the activity and the actions of the animals. I could do an entire teaching on that tonight, but that's not my point. I want to share the vision, but that's what God said, watch the animals. And then as we begin to come closer in view in the vision, you can literally see the land begin to roll like waves of ocean water. And what was happening was the earthquake had begun to come up in force. And before any cracks or fissures, the land liquefied as it was like a rolling ocean. And after the vision, I just by divine providence met a FEMA director who was actually in that state doing special staging and training for such type disasters to occur. And he is the one that began to tell me about how that the land would liquefy before the earthquake would hit. So this man who was in that type of activity and occupation, he confirmed what I saw in the vision. Now, in the vision, Brother Jose, there were people that were actually terrified. And, of course, when it erupted, when it hit full force, there was a number of things happening in the vision. Some of the people began to drop dead on the
Brother
spot.
Marcus,
they were sold.
Marcus.
Yes, go ahead.
Brother Marcus. Just let me interrupt because I think we have some problem here with the chat room. They are saying that they cannot hear. They are just hearing music. I'm going to just see what happened here. And
okay.
Just give me 1 minute. I don't know because I have here everything okay on my studio.
Yeah, I can hear you good.
Yes, and brother Curtis said he is hearing too. So I don't know what's happening. Ah, they are saying it's back. Hold on.
Okay,
maybe
we're back.
You need to, maybe you need to start from the beginning of the vision.
Okay, I'll
okay.
start from the beginning.
People are confirming
okay.
that we are back. Okay.
All right. Glad we're back. I don't think the devil likes this tonight for some reason. But in June of 2008, on the 17th, I had a vision. And the vision was concerning a earthquake that struck the Midwest. And as I first went into the vision, I could see the entire outline of the United States. And I heard the voice of God speak to me, watch the animals. And learning after that, that animals have a unique innate instinct that it's like an inner warning system. Sometimes they can pick up some type of major geographical occurrence in their makeup before it actually happens. So the Lord said to watch the animals. And in fact, right now in Yellowstone National Park, there's some unique animal movements and other places also as well. Now, in the vision, I'm going to try to get through this quickly, but in the vision, as we begin to come closer into the Midwest, I began to see the shaking begin and the land literally liquefy like a rolling ocean. And I talked to a FEMA director shortly after that, and he told me that this is how the effects of a major earthquake in that region would actually start to show. The land would liquefy
right.
like a rolling ocean. So he confirmed what I saw in the vision. And then, Brother Jose, in the vision, I literally, as the earthquake erupted and as the fissures and cracks begin to occur, I could literally see people dropping dead on the spot because of the fear and terror that they were experiencing. Remember, Jesus also said that there's going to be things happening on this earth that men's hearts will fail them because of the fear that's coming. And in this earthquake
right.
scenario, some were dropping dead of heart attacks and, I guess, strokes right on the spot. Others were screaming in terror and chaos. And uniquely enough, in that vision of the earthquake, Brother Jose, there was also a myriad of different light colors before, during, and after the earthquake. There was different types of shades of blue, green, purple, maroon, red. And these colors that were resonating in the air as the earthquake was transpiring was almost like living. They were almost like something that you would see out of a Hollywood-type movie. But they were not totally natural. And also in the vision, brother, when the split began to occur, okay, it went all the way up to the Great Lakes and all the way down to the Gulf Coast. And there were three landmarks that stood out in this vision. One was Cirrus Tower, okay, and Cirrus Tower, of course, is close, to the great water body up there. And I heard the voice of God speak to me that in that water body, there were marine spirits, which is water spirits. And then the second landmark I saw in the vision was the St. Louis Golden Arch. And you could literally see that Golden Arch vibrate like a humongous tuning fork during this earthquake. And then the third and last landmark I saw was the pyramid that they built in Memphis, Tennessee, to mimic the pyramid in Egypt. So here you've got three landmarks. One was the Cirrus Tower, which was connected to marine spirits or water spirits, and we call it Watergate. The second was the arch, which was the sound gate, because, again, it was vibrating like a major tuning fork. And then the pyramid represented a stargate. So you got a Watergate, a sound gate, and a stargate. And what I believe, Brother Jose, I believe that there is also some type of major advanced technology based in these three landmarks during that entire quake. In the diagram that I drew after the vision left, okay, you can see the ripple effect, okay, in the vision going across numerous states. It's not only going to be Illinois or Missouri that is going to be affected. You have the Madrid Fault in the New Madrid Fault in Missouri area. You have two not so well known or two lesser known fault lines that goes up into Illinois. But when the full force of this earthquake hit, it went all the way to the north border, up to the Gulf waters. To the northern waters, and then all the way south to the Gulf waters. And then when I drew a line connecting the Sears Tower and the Arch in St. Louis and the Memphis Pyramid in Tennessee, it come out looking like a pyramid, or I'm sorry, a triangle, which pointed mm-hmm. towards the west. Mm-hmm. And then another ensuing vision that I had, a dream that I had later. I was there in the state of California, not physically, but just watching there in spirit. And there were three major angels that were undergirding the state of California. And as the angels were holding up the state of California, God's voice came and released those angels from their assignment. And I called them undergirding angels. Well, that's how I referred to them, because mm-hmm. they were undergirding mm-hmm. the entire state of California. But when the voice of God spoke, okay, and released those angels of God from their commission as undergirding agents, the entire state of California was threatened. And there were parts that began to crumble and parts that began to fall. Now, I want to go back to the vision that I had about the earthquake, because when I asked the Lord, Lord, why is this happening? The voice of the Lord, he spoke to me with a broken heart. Jesus had tears in his eyes, and he had a broken heart when he responded to my question, Lord, why is this earthquake happening? He said, because they've scattered my people and they have parted my land. And because they've done this to my people and done this to my land, now I will do it to their people and to their land. Brother Jose, it's time we pray with great sincerity, because God has determined that if we touch his chosen people and we touch his land, that he is going to do the same thing to the instigators of those that divided it. And if our nation is up front, or if they're even a part of it in any way, we are going to see some devastation on a serious magnitude. So that's why we must stand the gap and pray, Brother Jose. We got to intercede, because I don't know if we can fully escape what's coming, but I believe that we can possibly mitigate it that in prayer and intercession, that maybe, you know, there won't be so many lives left. But this is a serious matter, Brother Jose.
Brother Marks, let me tell you what is my belief that the Lord will do, because we have to connect all the dots, and God
yes.
is moving his body, and the complete picture will be released to us if we connect the dots. We connect all the parts that God is releasing in each part of this body. I believe
yes.
that America will have judgment. But as you say, as I said before, God doesn't change. He doesn't
right.
punish the innocent the same
that's
way
right.
he punished the guilty one. And even if he punishes some innocent, that's because he wants to perfect them, to improve them, not for punishment, real punishment. So
right.
this is what I believe. I believe that America has fallen under a fallen angelic government, right? They are satanic. They are following an agenda that is not from God. This
yes.
is what I believe. They have power. They have technologies to warm caldera in Yellowstone. I don't know if you know, but today there was a earthquake on Yellowstone.
No, I had not heard that yet.
Yes, and some buffaloes were running away from Yellowstone. So this is just another confirmation. I believe that they are warming up that caldera to provoke an enormous earthquake. I believe
yes.
that this is programmed, you see. But our God will spare, will miraculously spare their servants. Because I believe that he doesn't change. As you,
Amen.
As you were touched by the Holy Spirit to bring the supernatural God that I believe is not a coincidence. What we are talking here, it's God is responsible his children to bring the judgment, but in a minor scale. Because I believe that God will punish those who don't repent. This is my belief. You will see a lot of fake ministries of God.
Yes.
Dying because God will not tolerate anymore a fake church, a fake gospel, a materialist gospel. But those who have love for all the truth, even if they were wrong before, but if they want to embrace all the truth and love the kingdom in first, stop negotiating the gospel, they will be spared and they will start giving their fruits this season, the later season, but they will give their fruits. But not all, because there are so much people that build their lives.
Okay, you're breaking up.
Am I breaking up?
You were for a moment, brother, yes.
And now can
it's
you
good
hear
now.
Me?
Yeah, you sound good. Good and clear now.
Okay. I was saying that, unfortunately, there will be a lot of families, supposedly Christian families, they will be taken on these storms, you see? But not because God is unfair. That's because they don't have built their lives over the rock, but over the sand. And they will be taken with the storms. But for our brothers, our truth seekers, for people like you, Brother Marx, that are serving the Lord with all that you have, you will be like Jeremiah. Babylon will come, but for you, for prophets like you, and a few that are really compromised with the kingdom, that are changing their plans to serve Jesus Christ, you will have the same destiny that Jeremiah had. Even when Jerusalem has fallen, God will put mercy for people like you on their hearts. And they will say, choose where to go, because you have spoken and nobody hear your voice. You, Brother Marcus, don't need to be afraid. Those that are really paying the price of the kingdom, not tithing the kingdom, not tithing to buy their salvation, to buy their favors of God, but those who have given completely their lives to serve the kingdom, those will be spared, because they are warning, they are serving the kingdom, they are serving the king, and these are the ones that Jesus has his word on them. Jesus also has a mark, you can see on the Revelation book.
That's
those
right.
Who follow the Lamb, they also have a mark. And in those, the devil and the gates of hell will not prevail. This is what I have to say to you. You don't need to be afraid. Just hear Jesus. Because he says, when you hear rumors of wars and wars, do not be afraid. We need to hear the voice of Jesus, not the rumors.
Yes.
And even if the war comes to our house, even if a mountain, like says the word, even if the mountain goes to the middle of the sea, I am not afraid because he is with me, because I am with him. And you
yes.
are with Jesus. So that's what the people need to understand. It's time to put their lives in the service of kingdom. Not everybody is called like you, Brother Mark. But if God, when God comes and see a daughter or a son of him praying for the other ones, if God didn't ask him nothing more but only to pray, and if God sees that he is faithful on that, you will be spared. Because he's
Amen.
Faithful in small things. But it's what
yes.
God requests. Not everybody is called to work in a Pine Ridge reservation to be on the front line against the demons like you. But for you, God, for people like you have success, we need people to pray for us. We need
Absolutely.
Intercessors. So this is an army. So you just need my brother and my sister to go to the Lord in your room where nobody sees and tell him, brother, my God, use me as you want. And this is giving everything to Jesus. It's so simple. If God changed something in your life, you must be trustful. And that's what I am doing. You can lead on now.
Oh, brother, thank you. I mean, you're sharing so much needed consolation and comfort. And, you know, what I want to add is what you mentioned concerning the need for intercessors and the importance of intercessors. And, you know, I'll go right back to, you know, the scripture that I was speaking about in the book of Acts when Peter was kept in prison. You know, the reason that the supernatural God responded with angelic assistance to Peter in prison was found in verse 5 of chapter 12 of the book of Acts. Peter was kept in prison, but listen to this prayer. Intercession was made without ceasing of the church of God for him. It was the intercession. It was the earnest, fervent prayers of the church that was praying on Peter's behalf. That's what brought the deliverance from our supernatural God, Brother Jose. And I believe, as bad as it's going to be, when people respond to the Spirit of God, when they travail and groan and agonize in the Holy Ghost, and which is intercession taken to another level, you are going to see the supernatural intervention of God. You're going to see,
yes.
amen, sons and daughters spared. You're going to see them divinely protected when armies and police forces come and try to do certain things against the saints. There are going to be those righteous remnant people that God has been with, and he is going to divinely, amen, protect them. And I think that's so important because is when you start hearing about all this happening with prophetic apocalyptic declarations, and you seeing Bible prophecy fulfilled, we know what's coming. And if we cannot give place to fear, we must not give place to fear. God did not give us a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. So you that are believers in Jesus tonight out there that's listening, you have no reason to fear, because you're going to win either way. If you go out as a martyr, you'll be with Jesus. If you survive
yes.
as an overcomer, you'll be with Jesus. The devil's going to lose either way.
And so the ones that I'm concerned about tonight is those that don't know him. So if you're listening tonight and you do not have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ, if you have never accepted the Lord Jesus as your Redeemer and your Messiah and your Healer and your Deliverer, tonight is the night to allow the Holy Spirit to convince you of sin, righteousness, and judgment and bring you to a saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. Call upon his name, believe upon him in your heart, and confess him with your mouth. And the Lord shall save those that will call upon his name. If you're a backslider tonight, mm-hmm. lukewarm and apathetic, you need to come back to Jesus. This is not a time to play games. This is not a time to procrastinate. You need to get back in the safety of the ark while there is time. Things are going to begin to accelerate in the natural and in the spiritual realms. We are going to see things that's going to cause fear to come upon the lives of people that are not protected by God or those that don't know him. You can have peace in the midst of chaos. You can have security in the midst of trouble and tribulation only by knowing Jesus as your personal Savior. So I release that to you tonight. And if you would call upon the name of the Lord, please call Brother Jose and let him know that you've accepted Jesus. Call him and let him know that you've come back to the Lord. But we are going to see our Father. We are going to see God do some astounding things, Brother Jose, in the midst of chaos. And there's several more things that you might as well get ready for, listeners out there tonight. When we come together, and I believe that, Brother Jose, that the entire structure of the church is going to change in days ahead because of what's coming upon the land. I believe there'll be times that even certain gatherings will be prohibited. Church services may be monitored or even shut down at a minute's notice. But there'll be a people that will be so sensitive to the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of God will speak to them, and he will say, you go here or you go there. And all of a sudden, there'll be a supernatural gathering of end-time believers show up at an appointed time, at an appointed place, without any prior warning, without any prior advertisement. This has happened in third world countries where they are so persecuted they have to have church underground, per se. Well, this same thing may happen here in the United States. So we have to know the voice of God, because if we can't hear him, we can't obey him. But if we have an ear to hear and have a heart sensitive to the Holy Spirit, God will direct us supernaturally. God will send us to appointed times and places. And I also believe that God is going to have people across the earth, and I'm not sure how many or how few or how far between, but I believe that God will also have places that he's protecting sovereignly, that he will have appointed places like safe houses that people can come to and gather at and worship and pray, and the hand of God will be over those places, protected by the adversary. We're getting ready to build one here in South Dakota, as God provides for us, we call it the Goshen Project, a place that people can come, connect, rest, get restored, but also live and worship, and irrespective of what happens in the world, the economy, the geography, the politics, we will be hid in Christ. And those that are hid in him, the devil can't find them, and if the devil can't find them, the devil can't touch them. There's going to be some saints, Brother Jose, and I believe that you're going to prepare an army as such through your radio broadcast, preparing people to come to a place that they trust not in any other source but Jesus alone, trusting in God our Father alone. We are going to be in a position where when our life support systems fail, politically, economically, financially, religiously, where else can we turn but to the living God, the same God that delivered the children of Israel out of Egyptian bondage, and the same supernatural God that led them through the Red Sea to build the tabernacle in the wilderness is going to be the same God that's going to lead a righteous remnant in this end time, the same God that watched over Meshach. I just lost the names. Abednego, Meshach, and the three Hebrew children. Let me just put it that way. Well, God was with them in that fiery furnace. when Daniel was in the lion's den, there was a supernatural God there in the midst of Daniel's prayers and person that protected him from being eaten by lions. There's going to be, amen, supernatural protection. We are going to, amen, begin to see the reality of the Psalm 91 protection and provision happen. With God, all things are possible. Amen. To him that can believe, all things are possible. There's going to be a group of people, Jose, that have the faith of God operating in their heart so strongly that when chaos, calamity, tribulation, persecution hits in full force, right in the devil's face, they're going to stand and be protected, and they're going to glorify God. They're going to worship the Father in truth and in spirit. They're going to exalt Jesus as Lord and Messiah, as Amen and Redeemer. They're going to be walking in the Spirit. And there's a scripture, and the chapter and verse eludes me at the moment, but it talks about that place, and there's a path that the righteous will walk that the adder cannot strike and the lion cannot devour. And, of course, we know Satan is typified as a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. But that word may, amen, in Scripture, when it speaks about seeking whom he may devour, that means the devil has to have permission. He can only do what God allows him to, because otherwise he would be greater than our supernatural God. And he's not greater right. than our supernatural God. In fact, we, in the person and the power of the Holy Spirit, we are greater than he is. Greater is he that's in us than he that's in the world. Well, the devil's loose in the world right now. But once we access by faith our power and our authority, and we really recognize who we are in him, and we allow him to be that supernatural God operating through us, brother, there's going to be a group of tribulation saints that I don't care how bad they trib, I don't care how bad they go through trials and tests, they are going to stand faithful and true to the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. I believe you, Brother Jose, are one of those people that are going to follow the Lamb whithersoever he goes. I believe we got listeners tonight out there that love Jesus so much, and they are so Amen. Close to him in passionate prayer and worship that I don't care what the devil does, let the devil give his best shot. They are not going down. They're rising up. And I'm not talking about a pre-trib rapture when I say rise up. What I'm talking about rising up in the power and demonstration of the Holy Ghost and showing in this earth the kingdom of God to destroy strongholds. God is going Amen. To anoint you. God is going to equip you. God is going to appoint you, amen, to be a part of that company. If you want to be a part of that worship warrior company, that righteous remnant, you can. Draw close to God while you can. Draw nigh to Jesus. Humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God, that in due season he will exalt you and lift you up as his sons and daughters. There's going to be a sonship company, a group of sons and daughters in this earth that's going to be so just conformed to the image of Jesus. They're going to be so conformed to him that when the devil looks at them, they're going to be reflecting the person of Jesus. They're going to exhibit the glory of God. They're going to exhibit the power of God, the demonstration of God, the kingdom power of God in great signs and wonders that is going to even supersede, amen, some of the things that happened in the early church in the book of Acts, because the glory of this latter house, you're the house of God. You're part of God's building. You're a precious stone. You're a royal priesthood. But as part of his house, the glory that's going to be upon the latter house, that is going to be greater than that was on the former house. Now, how great is that, Brother Jose, when you've got the glory of God, the Shekinah tangible glory of God, the Kabbalah of God, the weighty glory of God, amen, manifesting in the midst of the people, God's glory, oh, hallelujah, I feel the anointing of the Holy Spirit, the glory amen. Of God, the Shekinah cloud is again going to return. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever, is going to come in the midst of people when they've got guns pointed at their heads, when they're being rounded up and taken places, when they're being cursed and persecuted, hunted down like dogs. God is going to allow the Shekinah cloud of glory to show up and hide his chosen people, hide some of the righteous remnant. Now, there'll be some that will be martyred, but like I said, whether it be martyrdom or a chosen righteous remnant, that's going to stand fast in the face of devilish persecution. You're going to win either way because, amen, we've counted all loss, amen, to lose our flesh, but we counted all gain to lose Jesus and to take upon him or take him upon our heart, his nature, his love, his power, his authority. Brother, you know, as bad as it's getting, with all the dire predictions, with all the judgments that are coming, Brother Jose, I'm still excited. I'm still at peace. I'm still, amen, standing. I'm still believing that there is a supernatural God, amen, that's watching over us, amen, that's living in us, and that he is going to allow a group of people to walk in the reality of Psalms 91. Let the arrows fly by night, the terror come by night. Let them fall to our left side or right side. But we will simply look upon them because there is going to be that supernatural place of protection hid in him, in the rock of ages, hid in the cleft of the rock. He's the spiritual rock. Jesus is the rock, amen, that we follow. Jesus is the water that we drink from. Jesus is the Savior that we're saved by. Jesus is the healer that we're healed by. Jesus is the deliverer that we're delivered by. He's all in all. He's everything. Amen. He's the Alpha, the Omega, the beginning and the end. Amen. He's the bright morning star, amen, in the midst of darkness. And he's going to be a star of light in your darkness, no matter how dark it gets in your family, your church, your school, your city, your nation. If you will accept Jesus Christ, he will be your light, and the darkness will not bring you down. You will be used of God to demolish strongholds. Sorry, Brother Jose, I got carried away there.
No problem. Brother Mark, we have someone in the chat room that says it's asking to let him in because he has a word of the Lord for us. So I'm going to bring our listener. Let's see what he has to say, okay?
All right.
Okay. Okay. Hello. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Hi, brother. How are you?
I love you all. Brother.
Thank you.
Brother, you that just got through speaking. Brother, that you just that got through speaking. What is your name?
Brother Marcus. I believe I recognize that voice.
Christ Marcus. I want you to know, brother, that you are truly a prophet in your day. And I'm not talking dumb. You are truly a true prophet. You have many prophets in America that preach about you're going to get money. You're going to get this in the mail. You're going to get that in the mail. That's not the prophet that you are. You don't play games with God. You actually hear the voice of God, brother. You actually hear the voice of the God that is in you. And that's one thing that I admire about you as I've been listening to you, because when you spoke about that revelation that God gave you about the volcano, and about the pyramid, and about the tuna fork in Missouri, I believe it is.
Yes.
Brother, I just want you to know, the reason that I know that you are a true prophet of God is because that's the same revelation that God has shared with me. That's why it was so adamant for me. That's why it was so adamant for me to speak to you, because I want you to know that that which you're listening to is truly your God, the Christ that is in you, your hope of glory. And it doesn't take you to wait 1,000 years. It doesn't take you to wait 100 years. It doesn't take you to wait 50 years or 40 years. Brother, you are in the coming of your Lord and Christ and Savior today. You're actually walking with Christ today, brother. You know the one voice that you hear in you that sounds different from any voice that you have ever heard in your life growing up. This is the true voice.
Come on, brother.
You see what I'm saying, brother? And I love you so much because, see, you are the true prophet. Brother, you are a true prophet. See, I'm a black man in America, but I have no color. And if you can really hear me, I have no color because I am a spirit. Brother, you are a spirit. You have no color.
Yes.
You see what I'm saying? We are two becoming one. And with that being said, brother, I just want you to know that what you have shared with the people, they need to listen. Because because the same revelation that God gave you, he gave to me. And it is going to happen, and it is happening today, brother. It's happening right now, right in front of our eyes, but we so too sleep in America, in the American society, as Americans, that we don't want to wake up to the true fact that we are truly the children of Israel. Brother, you are a child. You are a son of Israel. And once I add to that what you are a king of Israel, my brother. Deliver your people. Deliver your people as a king because you are truly a king. Don't take my words to be light because my words are not to be taken lightly. You see what I'm saying? Amen. So I just wanted to speak to you, brother, because I have no color. And if you can truly understand what I'm saying, it tells me in the Bible that those that are in Christ have no color. You're neither Greek or Gentile.
That's right.
You see what I'm saying? All is Christ, and Christ is all. And as I say, Christ Marcus, brother, I want to thank you. I want to thank you for listening to the Father. I want to thank you for listening to the Christ. You are very needed in our day. You are a true prophet that brings a warning to the people. And if the people don't heed your warning, then the people will face the consequences that are to come. I'm not going to, like I say, I don't talk lightly, and I don't speak things like you, brother. But they have to heed your warning, because the reason being that they have to heed your warning is because these things are coming upon us now. They are coming upon us now. As we're speaking right now, these things, look, while we're speaking right now, the earth is still vibrating, brother. While we're speaking right now, the earth is still resetting herself. While we're speaking right now, the earth is still purifying herself. So as you can understand what I'm saying as a prophet of the Most High God, take what I'm saying and take it as God has spoken to me, as God has spoken to you, that we are in a day now that these things that has come upon us has come upon us. And we wasn't prepared for this. We was not prepared for this. That's why Jesus said, forgive them for what they know not, because they're not prepared for this. They're not prepared for this. What they're doing to me, they're not prepared for what they're doing to me. And if the people don't want to listen to what you're saying, brother, they're not prepared to not to listen to what you're saying. They're going about their American life. They're going about their American life. I am an American. So we're going about our American life, about our American lifestyle, eating at our dinner table. Worried about, only thing that we're worried about is trying to work on our jobs, get a check, pay the bills for next week, hoping that we can get through to tomorrow, and not even looking at the bigger picture that Christ is coming. While we're still trying to work on people's clock, and while we're still trying to marry and have dinners and have festivals and have feasts, Christ is coming faster than we can ever imagine. You want to know why Christ in these days are coming faster than we can imagine? He's coming faster than we can imagine because we as American people, we have accepted the spirits of unrighteousness.
Yes.
When I tell you that we have accepted the spirits of unrighteousness, brother, you know for yourself that I don't speak against homosexuals, but I do speak against the spirit of homosexuality. Homosexuality is a spirit, and we in America have accepted that spirit to be a part of our American condition. We have accepted that spirit like it's normal. So therefore, all of these spirits that we are accepting that are unrighteousness, Christ has to come to deliver his people from those unrighteous spirits that we are accepting. And brother, when you made that comment about the earthquake in Yellowstone, I just got through talking to a brother today about Yellowstone had an earthquake.
Wow.
And a brother asked me today, he said, it's written in the Bible that the sun shall become black and the moon shall become red. I said, brother, you know that in April, among the Jewish calendar, that the moon will turn red. That's no lie. I said, and then I told him, I said, brother, you know that in America, you remember that in America now, But the situation did not happen in America, but it happened in another country. But I said, did you not know that America had to change their flight plans? They had to change their flight situation due to the fact that there was a volcano that had blocked the sun? So America had
That's
to
right.
change their flight plans? I said, brother, that happened, has already happened. And the next happen is going to be the moon is going to turn red. And we all know that in April, you know, like I know, April 15, 16 or something around there, around the Jewish calendar, that the moon should turn red. I said, brother, I told my brother, get the life and get your family right with God.
Yes,
my brother,
pray for your family.
Can I speak? Just let me interrupt because we have some other callers here. I thank you for your call. I think that you are a blessing for Brother Marcus. We can see that
yes, very
your
much.
Gratitude it's so much. I thank you for your call. I hope you will call again on another show. And just I want
will.
You to ask to understand that we have some other callers here. Please come again, join us again on another show. Call us again. You are the most welcome, okay?
All of you, Christ is getting ready to appear in you. He said that if any man
Amen.
Tell you that I'm over here or over there, he said, don't go. Just know that I am in you, and I will appear in you. We're in that day now that Christ will appear in us. And when Christ appears in us, I want you to know, brother, don't be afraid, because you're going to be persecuted and you're going to be hated by many people. You're going to be hated by a lot of people. A lot of people are going to think you're crazy. A lot of people are going to think you done went mad. A lot of people are going to think you done went dumb. But what they do not know is that Christ is true to his word, and his word is he will
Amen.
Appear in you. And Mark,
Amen.
Christ has appeared in you, brother.
Amen, brother.
Praise God.
Amen, brother.
Praise
Thank
God.
You for your
you
call.
All.
We love you too.
I love
Bye-bye.
You all.
Bless
Bye-bye.
You, brother.
Brother.
I love you all.
Love you too.
Amen, brother Marcus. I'm going to try to update in 1 minute here what you have said, and then I would like you to have a prayer to all our listeners. In meanwhile,
Absolutely, brother.
I think that while I was talking, I was breaking here, so I'm going just to say that what I said when I was breaking is that not everyone of us are called to be on the front line against the demons like Brother Marcus is on that reservation. But you just need to compromise with small things that God is asking. If God just asks you to pray for warriors like Brother Marcus, and when God can see you praying for them, you are compromised with the kingdom. You are building your ark of salvation. So you just need to dispose yourself to the kingdom and say to God, my God, I just want to be useful. Use me. Maybe you're an intercessor. Maybe you're an evangelist. But God will use you the way he wants. You just need to put yourself disposable to Jesus. And if you do this, if you don't follow half truth, if you don't follow another gospel that plays with our faith, that plays with our heart, that try to buy the blessings of God, if you are a truth seeker, you will build your ark on this day. You will build in time of salvation. And when the judgments came, God will spare you. Maybe you will suffer, but not the wrath, because we are not appointed to the wrath. This is what I was
That's
saying
right.
when I was broken. And I'm going to update in Portuguese the vision of Brother Marcus, and then we will be praying for everybody here, okay?
Amen.
Amen. Meus amados, o que o irmão Marcos partilhou foi uma visão em tudo idêntica àquilo que foi o sonho que eu tinha falado atrás, que o outro irmão tinha tido, sem o seu irmão Marcos tão pouco ter conhecimento desse sonho. Deus falou com ele que haveria uma divisão na terra dos Estados Unidos provocada por calamidades naturais. Está para haver. É interessante que ainda hoje aconteceu um terremoto, um pequeno tremor de terra, numa das mais temidas regiões que possa acontecer algo do género, que é em Yellowstone, que é uma super caldeira de um vulcão, super vulcão, que pode dividir, pode transformar a América e toda a face da América de um momento para o outro, caso entre em erupção. E houve lá, hoje já começou a haver sinais que alguma coisa está a acontecer aí. Os animais estão fugindo lá, andam pelas planícies, não sobem àquela montanha, andam no meio da estrada, e já está a haver pequenos tremores de terra. O que o irmão Marcos partilhou está a acontecer, está a começar a acontecer. Mas o que nós queremos salientar é que, mesmo no meio de calamidades destas, vai haver proteção para aqueles que estão comprometidos com o rei. Vai haver proteção para aqueles que construírem a sua arca de salvação. E isso é construído através de um compromisso certo, de uma disposição a 100% para servir Jesus. Você pode não ter o chamado para evangelista, para pastor, mas pode ter o chamado para intercessor. E se você se comprometer com Deus, e se Deus te pedir para orar pelos outros que estão lá, nas reservas dos índios, tentando conquistar aquelas almas e apanhando com os demónios em cima. E se quando Deus vier te encontrar orando por isso, Deus vai te considerar fiel no pouco. Pediu-te pouco, mas tu foste fiel. Tu construíste a tua arca, tu terás livramento. Na hora do julgamento, não vais ser julgado como os infiéis. É isso que é o nosso incentivo. É que se alistem, que se alistem. Se você não tem vocação para orar, mas tem condições para suportar um ministério como o do irmão Marcos, se tem recursos, abençoe o irmão. Não abençoe aqueles que te pregam mentiras, que te pregam leis em vez de graça. Abençoe aqueles que não te cobram nada, que te dão tudo de graça, como o irmão Marcos e o seu ministério. Você pode ser útil em muitas áreas para o exército de Cristo. Mas tenha a certeza que está servindo no exército de Cristo e não dos falsos Cristo. Deus abençoe a todos em nome de Jesus. Nós vamos terminar com uma oração pelo irmão Marcos sobre as nossas vidas, para que Deus continue trazendo os seus escolhidos, reunindo e preparando o seu exército. Amen, brother. We have 3.5 minutes. In 3.5 minutes, please give us your blessing.
Okay. Brother Jose, there's two things I want to share before I pray for everyone that's listening. I want to thank that last caller, and I want to just release a quick, brief word to him. The brother Amen. That just called, I hope and pray you're still listening. For the Lord says, man of God, you have been ostracized and ridiculed, and you've had to go outside the camp, and the religious systems of this world has even hated you because you've come forth to bring truth and clarity in this hour. But the Lord says, son, stand, because I'm going to do something in you and through you that is going to be like anything you've ever seen before. So get ready, for there's going to be an effectual door open for you, and God's going to make room and place for you in ministry, in Jesus' name. And Brother Jose, I want to say to Amen. You quickly, you've started a stirring in me, because I'm going to be quite honest. I don't think I've ever been so attacked. I don't think I've ever been under such warfare. I don't think I've ever felt so alone in my entire life as I do right now. But that said, God has used you to affirm and strengthen and help me to embrace the call fully. I know what I'm called to be, and there's been times I've not wanted to deal with it. There's been times I wanted to step back. It was so difficult. But God has used you, Brother Jose, to help me to embrace that fully. So I don't care what comes, what leaves, who goes, who stays, or what happens to me. I'm going to stand true to the calling that God's called me into. I'm going to prophesy the truth, preach the truth, teach the truth like never before. And so God used you to help me with that, brother. And thank you, Brother Jose. And I want to pray for everybody listening right now. Go ahead, brother.
Just let me say quickly that I want you to know that we destroying Stronghold Ministry, me, my wife, our group, are called to destroy the stronghold and to help the strongholds of the kingdom, like your life.
Yes.
You
yes,
are
Lord.
A stronghold of the kingdom of Jesus Christ. So we are interceding for you. You are not alone in this fight, okay? We have 1 minute, brother. Please give us your blessing.
Amen. Well, Father God, I pray for, first of all, this radio ministry, that the audience would increase for the simple reason we need to know the times and seasons we're living in. We need to know the supernatural God. We need to know what we need to do by the direction of the Holy Spirit to prepare for those things that are coming. Father, I pray tonight for every listener under the sound of my voice that they will know Jesus deeper and more intimately than they ever have before. I decree and declare they will have the ears to hear the voice of the Holy Spirit. When he comes, he will lift up Jesus in their life. They will be prepared, equipped, purged, and ready to be defenders of the truth. They will be that righteous remnant that shall rise up and see revival and see miracles in the midst of chaos. I pray that their gifts be stirred tonight in the Holy Ghost, and we seal to them tonight the words of the Lord that's been spoken, and we thank you for preparing them for this fire in their bones. How can they help but speak? How can they help but teach, preach, and prophesy? Because the fire is in their bones tonight. Father, thank you for this radio station. And Father, I pray for provision, and I pray for support, Father, to come in for Brother Jose to continue this platform of uncompromised truth and kingdom preaching and truly being able to destroy strongholds by the authority and in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Amen and amen.
Amen, amen, brother. I think that we are gone now. Brother Marcus, thank you once again. Thank you for your
thank you,
coming. Bless be your life. And Curtis, it said that he cannot talk, but maybe on the other show, God will provide for him to call. Give our regards to Brother Jose and all the warriors there, and remember that you are not alone, okay?
Amen. God bless you, Jose. That means so very much. Thank you.
God bless you, brother. See you.
Until next show. Thank you, brother.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.